Be amazing. Be amazing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. Be amazing. Ha ha. Dream your wildest dream. Be amazing. Take whatever imagination, take whatever thoughts come into your mind that say, this is interesting, that'd be fun. Look at a child. A child always is dreaming their wildest dream. A child is always having their imagination run in high gear. A child is unlimited in their imagination, and that's great. Now, when did they start to be limited? Well, they started to be limited when they began being told that they can't have that, that that doesn't work that way, that they can't do it. However, if we, as teachers, mentors, parents of our children, would say to them, hey, go for it. Keep that thought in your mind, keep it in your mind, keep it in your mind, and watch it be revealed to you. Keep that thought in your mind, keep that thought in your mind, keep that thought in your mind, and watch it be revealed to you. Now, we don't mind telling our children, now, think good thoughts and do good acts. Now, that's an acceptable thing. And then we don't mind telling our children, when you follow the rules, when you behave, when you are a mindful child, your parents are proud of you, the world is proud of you, and everything goes along just fine. Now, when you do your lessons well, then you will get good grades in school, and we'll be proud of you. And you see, all of these things are sort of outer things, and they're things that are obviously very present. And what we're saying is, dream your wildest dream. Dream your wildest dream that you can do it. Be an amazing. Be a top student. Be a top person. Be a top being in the world that everybody thinks you're wonderful. Now, we don't mind saying that. So, why should we mind when a child is having outrageous, amazing ideas, dreaming their wildest dream, and we say, oh, come on now, be realistic. Hey, that could never be, that could never be. Well, the world moves faster and faster and faster in our objective appearance, and what happened just a few short years ago today is compounded in a magnificent way. Were horse and buggies and cars, how long was it between the wheel and the horse and buggy? And how long was it between the horse and buggy and the cars? And how long was it between the cars and the airplanes? And how long was it between the airplanes and the today ideas, which are coming up with beautiful concepts, even concepts of levitation, teleportation, and all that good stuff? You say, well, who's doing that? Well, beam me up, Scotty. But that's just a show. They're doing it. They're practicing. They're learning the technique. And if your child were to say, well, I'm going to beam me up, Scotty, you'd say, oh, they're having a child's game. Ho, 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 ho. But, hey, that's true. And, you know, right now they're developing scientific ways to physically move the body and its elements from one place to another. And the day will come when they will mentally do these things. They've done this over the centuries from time to time. The building of the Great Pyramids was done by the mind of a great being, or great beings. It certainly was not done by the physicality of the man, even though we try to say it was so and try to say that. It was the mind. You see, the mind does wonderful things. And as we are amazing, as we dream our wildest dream, as we take the imagination and soar with it, we can accomplish anything. Now, why do we fail when we have a dream and we do not see it fulfilled? Because we have stopped dreaming the dream. We have stopped empowering the dream. How long do you have to empower it? Well, in the beginning, it may take a little more, but as you get accustomed to doing it, as you get perfected in doing it, professional in doing it, you'll find that the dreams will manifest themselves all the more rapidly. You look at a lot of people and you watch them as they manifest their dreams. Now, who could have imagined that a Bill Gates, who had software ideas, could ever be the richest man in the world. Well, he, little by little, it happened. Now, was it that he wanted that, or was it that he was having fun and being himself and dreaming his wildest dream? Now, can you do that? So many people who have inventions, who are creative, who are imaginative people, have a flaw in their consciousness. And the flaw in their consciousness is, I want to dream my dream, I want to have my invention brought forth, and I don't care if I make any money, I don't care if I have money from this, I just want to do that. Well, you see, their flaw is, I don't care if I have money. When we have a dream, let's say, this dream is wonderful, I love it, I'm having such good fun, and everything's going my way, it's all working out so perfectly, and it's fun, it's fun, it's fun, you don't even have to mention money. And when you think about enjoying yourself and enjoying your wildest dream, then everything works out to do it. The money is there, the opportunities are there, the whatever you need to make your wildest dream come true, whatever invention you have in your mind or whatever mental attitude you have in your mind that brings it forth, it is there abundantly. But the moment you have any limitation thoughts for yourself, I don't need the money, or I just need enough to live on, or what have you. Bill Gates never said that, you can be sure. Warren Buffett never said that. All of the great wealthy people of the world never went around with an attitude that they just wanted enough to get by. They lived in the consciousness of abundance. They lived in their wildest dream. And their wildest dream for Buffett was money, and for Gates was an idea. And each, money and the idea, are all ideas. Where's your thought now? What's your wonderful dream? What's your concept of be amazing? Can you think about something to be amazing in? Well, why not? It could be kind of exciting, couldn't it? And being exciting is what life is all about. So, join with me in your instant illumination to dream your wildest dream. Be amazing! Yes, be amazing! And as you are amazing, everything functions so perfectly, so beautifully, so wonderfully, that you just surprise yourself in every delightful way. Have a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous, amazing day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.